Recently in the news, there have been headlines about celebrities like P. Diddy being raided by the FBI, which has left many people wondering why many celebrities have been getting into trouble recently. The truth is, this is not really a new phenomenon. As a matter of fact, these types of troubles and downfalls have happened time and time again among the rich and famous. So that begs the question, what is the real root cause of the pain, emptiness and self-destruction we see in the lives of so many of those who seem to have it all on the outside? Well, here is the sobering truth according to God's word. When the devil gives you wealth, fame and success in this world, he always attaches sorrow, pain and emptiness to it. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 10:22 that it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. This means that only the true riches that come from God brings blessings and happiness with them. The wealth, fame and success that comes from the devil always comes at a huge cost and only leads to more pain and sorrow in the end. In fact, let me say this. One of the clearest ways the devil deals with secular musicians or celebrities is by making them lose relevance over time. What I mean is that whenever the devil has finished using them for his purpose, he will either land them into more and more legal troubles, or he will make them become irrelevant. So what will happen is that there will come a time when you will no longer hear about them as you used to. They might release more songs and new albums, but people will no longer have any interest in it. You might even think that it is because they are old or have lost experience, but no. The enemy withdraws the glory that he promised to them, and so their songs lose relevance over time. If the devil wants to make it worse for them, he will start stirring up all kinds of legal troubles against them. You might start hearing accusations or allegations of sexual offenses here and there. The devil will make sure that during the height of their fame, they do all sorts of illegal things, then the devil will hold it to use it against them later. He will first of all make them feel they are above any kind of trouble, but once he has finished his mission with them, he will do everything possible to bring up their past against them. The purpose of this is to drain them off financially so that it brings them back to square one. This is the main difference between the blessings that comes from the Lord and a promotion that comes from the devil. The blessings that comes from God always outlives the individual. Even when they die, people continue to be blessed and inspired by their songs. But when someone is promoted or blessed by the devil, people will start losing interest after a while because the things that comes from the devil never lasts. This is why an upcoming musician might release a new hit song and everyone starts talking about it and going crazy over it. But after a few years, that same musician will suddenly vanish or fall off the charts and you will stop hearing about them or their songs become irrelevant. But that which is of God will continue to remain relevant for life. Hundreds and even thousands of years later, their songs will still continue to be sung by many. This is why we still have old hymns that are as old as generations, but they still remain powerful and relevant even years after they were sung. Because the anointing of God upon that song never expires, but the anointing that comes from the devil always expires. This is why it is so tragic that people always tend to envy or admire the lifestyles of the rich and famous. Too often they only see the outer glamour, success and notoriety of celebrities or musicians, but we don't see the pain, sorrow and tragic consequences that the devil attaches to their fame. Hardly do you ever find celebrities genuinely happy. You might find them looking all glamorous, and before you know it you learn that their family has broken down, or they are getting a divorce. Or you might sometimes learn that they have become hooked on drugs, or they have died at such a young age. Now there is no problem with being rich, but if that wealth or prosperity comes from the devil, it is obvious that he will attach pains to it. The most interesting part is that many started off in church, but they lusted after what the devil had to offer in exchange for true happiness which comes from God alone. Before becoming a famous pop star, Whitney Houston started off singing gospel music in the choir at New Hope Baptist Church in her hometown. Robert Kelly, or R. Kelly, began developing his vocal talents at age 8 in the church choir, before switching to pursue secular R&B music as a career. Katy Perry was also raised in a devout Christian home by her pastor parents. She originally sang gospel music, before transitioning to pop music fame. The list could go on and on. But the question is, why do so many make that switch from their gospel music roots to chasing worldly fame? The hard truth is because Satan sees the gifts and talents God placed in them and then entices them with a tempting offer, a deal to give them fame and fortune in exchange for using their talents to serve his evil purposes. And once they accept that deal, the devil deceives them into thinking they'll be okay. He might let them have some surface-level success at first, even letting them sing innocent or uplifting music in the beginning. But as time goes on, Satan lures them deeper into sinful behavior like drugs, immorality, greed, pride, and even the occult. This is why you often see them starting off innocently. But as time goes on, you start noticing a change in their behavior, dressings, personality, and so on. This is because a new type of spirit has been introduced into them. They are no longer the same person you used to know many years ago. From then, Satan begins to inject pride and arrogance into them, which eventually turns them into becoming the enemies of God, because the Bible says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And so once pride has kicked into their lives, they begin to walk on a path to destruction. Eventually, it leads them into the self-destructive lifestyle of heartache, addiction, and legal troubles we see again and again. Because just as Satan gives them wealth, he also adds pain to it. Satan is described in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, as a prowling lion looking for people to devour. The devil made this same type of offer to Jesus during his temptation in the wilderness, according to Matthew 4 and Luke 4. Satan promised Jesus all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor if Jesus would only bow down and worship him. Jesus didn't argue because he knew that Satan is the god of this world, as mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Of course, Jesus resisted that temptation and rebuked Satan. But many celebrities, musicians, and public figures fall for the same temptations from Satan today. They accept wealth, fame, popularity, and success in exchange for serving the devil and promoting his agenda in various ways. And while they enjoy some worldly success for a season, they end up living in spiritual bondage and emptiness. The end result of this type of fame and fortune is that it often leads to early death and tragedy, rather than long, satisfied lives. Look at statistics among celebrity musicians. It is extremely rare for them to live long lives or die natural, peaceful deaths. Despite all their money and notoriety, they still end up unsatisfied, empty, and constantly chasing after the next thing. Sometimes due to the emptiness in their soul, they might say they have changed and become Christians, but the truth is that it's not about what their mouths say. It is about true conversion. If they have not truly repented and placed their life in Jesus, their confessions will make no difference. They will only keep going round and round in circles. Take, for instance, Kanye West began a new journey into gospel music with the launch of his Sunday service events on the 6th of January 2019. This made many people say he had become a Christian, and it marked a significant shift in his musical direction, leading to the release of his gospel albums, Jesus is King and Jesus is Born. But not long ago, in a recent interview, Kanye West expressed his disappointment with Jesus on the 15th of March 2024, where he discussed his struggles and the lack of response he felt in his prayers. The reason for these types of shifts is because he wasn't really truly saved in the first place. Just because someone sings a song and mentions Jesus here and there does not necessarily mean that they are now saved. As Jesus said in Mark chapter 8, verse 36, "What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Even if they gain the whole world, fame, riches that they claim, it means nothing if they lose their very soul in the process." You see, one of the costs of pursuing fame and fortune that the world offers is that it never fully satisfies and always leaves people wanting more. Those who follow that path often end up addicted to substances, plagued by failed relationships, anxiety, depression, and legal troubles. So as Christians, we must learn to be content, as 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 says, "Godliness with contentment is great gain." We should never envy the rich or famous, because the temporal wealth and success they enjoy on earth may be the only heaven they will ever have. The devil knows that they are on their path to destruction, and so he doesn't mind leaving them to continue on their path. Rather, we must keep our eyes fixed on the eternal prize of knowing Christ. As Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 reminds us, "Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, because God has said, 'Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.'" When we find our contentment, identity, and purpose in Christ alone, we don't need to chase after the empty promises of fame and fortune the world offers. We can rest in the Lord and trust Him to provide what we need, not necessarily what we want. The truth is, God sometimes allows His children to have humble positions in life because He knows that is what is best for our eternal destiny. He would rather have us make it to heaven than to get caught up chasing the world's wealth and lose our souls. So let us be grateful for whatever God has chosen for our lives and continue serving Him faithfully, right where we are planted. As 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Always remember that the temporary wealth and fame of this world will quickly fade away. But storing up eternal treasures in heaven through faithfully following Jesus will reap rewards that last forever. Don't believe the illusion that celebrities and musicians who seemingly have it all are truly happy or satisfied deep down. The rich also cry. Only pursuing God's kingdom and righteousness can provide that kind of abundant life. So keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, not on the fleeting pleasures of this world. God has all that you need in Christ, and His amazing grace is sufficient for you. Don't trade the eternal for the temporary. Don't sell out for the world's counterfeit riches. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please remember to like, subscribe, and turn on notifications for more biblical teaching and encouragement from our channel. God bless you.